Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. We thank you so much for listening. Primary voters in five northeastern states head to the polls tomorrow. You have Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, and Rhode Island, a total of 172 delegates for Republicans, 462 delegates for Democrats at stake. Now, that's more than all the delegates combined at stake in the whole month of May. And tomorrow could be the day that math overwhelms enthusiasm for Bernie Sanders in his battle against Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is likely headed for some big wins tomorrow, but not before Ted Cruz and John Kasich are now joining forces for the first time to try to stop Trump. To help us with this next round of math and intrigue, Farai Chidea, she's senior writer at 538. Hi, Farai.
Hey, Todd. Great to see you.
It's great to have you here. The big news from last night, actually while Game of Thrones was going on, was a very kind of Westeros alliance between John Kasich and Ted Cruz trying to deny Donald Trump his path to 1237 next week in Indiana. So what's the deal between these two? Donald Trump, of course, calls it sad. He would call it that. But what are they up to?
Well, I mean, you know, he could call it sad. He could call it like, you know, the underminer Cruz. But really, this is a really fascinating situation where the last vestige. So first of all, it's important to understand, as you do, that Ted Cruz is not an establishment Republican. Nonetheless, he has become de facto an establishment candidate because there's not too many. And so basically they announced last night that Cruz would focus on Indiana, meaning that Kasich steps away. That's a May 3. And then Kasich would go, you know, full on to Oregon, May 17, and New Mexico, June 7. And so there's this idea that you can fracture the path to the delegate count by splitting up your energy, which people had advised, frankly, months ago.
Right. So this means Kasich says, Cruz, I'll get out of your way where you're strong in Indiana. You get out of my way in the West where I'm stronger than you. And all of this is designed to keep Trump away from 1237.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it may well work. I mean, Donald Trump is experiencing some countervailing forces. On the one hand, the majority of Republicans have an unfavorable view of him. On the other hand, his whole narrative that you should not steal this election, that you are wiping out the will of the people by trying to undermine me, is something that even Republicans who don't like him are in favor of. And 538 has done a bunch of work on this. Even Republicans who don't like Trump also don't like the idea of a fixed system.
And that idea from a lot of Republicans could be reinforced if Donald Trump has a whole string of wins tomorrow in the
Absolutely.
Northeast,
which he's likely to get. And so there's – it's a real Scylla and Charybdis for – establishment Republicans who don't like Trump, because if they are viewed as rigging this election, which is the narrative that Trump has been putting out there, I think a lot of Republican voters, even if they don't like Trump, will have a problem with that.
And it makes 1237 on a first ballot all the more important to Trump. He can end this argument, but he has to get there. And that's what
exactly. This
collusion between Troop and Cruz and Kasich is all about. Well, let's talk about the Democrats. Rosario Dawson,
yes. The
actress, is a surrogate for Bernie Sanders. Farai, she upset a lot of people in Delaware over the weekend when she used Monica Lewinsky,
right,
of all people, as an example of Bernie Sanders being bullied by Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. So this is very interesting. I really I've been following Rosario Dawson's involvement in politics for years. She is someone who grew up on the Lower East Side of New York, is a big sponsor of something called the Lower East Side Girls Club, which is a wonderful organization. And she is someone who has real kind of grassroots Low East Side politics. But anytime you have a surrogate, you have surrogate problems. You know, anytime you open your own mouth, you probably have your own problems. But when a surrogate opens his or her mouth, you have surrogate problems. So if Sanders doesn't want to undermine the coalition of young, diverse people who support him, he doesn't want to speak out against Dawson. At the same time, this is viewed as, you know, his comments about Clinton were when he said she was unqualified to be president as potential sexism or, you know, kind of dirty tricks.
And the broader picture here is whether Bernie Sanders, if he's not going to win, can he not win in a way that doesn't undermine Democratic chances?
Exactly.
And before we go to that end, tomorrow Hillary Clinton is leading in a lot of these states. Does math catch up with the Sanders phenomenon tomorrow, do you think?
Well, yeah. The short answer is that Clinton is predicted to, you know, if not run the board, at least do the vast majority of the races in the Acela primary, as people call it, the East Coast primary. But many people have made the argument that Sanders should not drop out because he provides an important ideological counterweight to establishment Democratic politics. So the question is, if he doesn't drop out, can they still play nice enough so that Sanders does not create fuel for the Republicans? Because there will be a moment when there's probably, if Clinton becomes a nominee, someone will have Rosaria Dawson in an ad saying this Lewinsky thing. And the same is reverse. You know, the people have all sorts of Republicans attacking Trump in Democratic ads. So there's this like this chiasmus of interest where people's words get used against them.
And the delicate dance of keeping the strength behind your own movement, which Sanders clearly has, and he wants to have a future for it, at the same time as not trying to damage the better candidate. I think he would agree that Hillary would be better than a Republican alternative. And when you have so many people behind you, this is not an easy dance to dance. Farai Chidea, senior writer at 538. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Todd.